everyone, welcome to my second English episodes after months, and we are here in my podcast, Aren't You That Girl? And today I'm really excited because I have my very first guest that we're gonna speak in English, and also it's really important for me because she's from Napoli, and as you know, I mean, probably you don't know because I'm gonna speak in English right now, so maybe I can reach different audience, but my Turkish listeners already know that I'm in love with Napoli. I lived here for a while. So today I'm with Georgia. Welcome.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
No, like, thank you for your participation because it's really important for me. How are you? Who are you? And whatever you want to say to my listeners.
So it's my first time here, like in general, it's the first time that I am doing a podcast, and it's a very challenge to do it in English too, the first time, but I'll try. And so I'm Georgia, I'm a Neapolitan girl, I'm 24 years old, and basically I've met Simai thanks to my Instagram page that is called All About Naples, and it's a messy archive of Neapolitan movies, documentaries, and cultural things in general that happen in the city that I manage like since I was, I believe, 18 or 20 years old. It's a long time before Naples was so famous. It's important to say that because I've always really had this incredible relationship with my city. I feel so inspired when I'm in Naples, and also here in the Phlegrean fields. I think it's important to tell to you know, our audience to that I am also from the Phlegrean fields, that is a little bit in the province, but yeah, it's very, very interesting place that you should visit.
So we have something common, which is Napoli. Mm-hmm. And to be honest, your page was one of my favorite pages. And this is something that I realized, which we also talked about it off the records. But Napoli right now becoming so famous. Mm-hmm. And the thing that at the beginning I was liking so much, but right now also the fact that I think I can consider myself, I also know of Napoli a little bit.
Yeah.
Because I spent really long time here, but also I had a Napolitan family that I lived with them like 3 months, 2 months. So I felt it, and that was my main reason why I moved back, because I never felt like I moved abroad, because it always gave me the familiarity that I had back in Turkey with my family. So we have so much in common, but at the same time, all the Instagram pages, all the Italian pages mention about Napoli. It's always like old men sitting on the lungomare, yeah, you know, like swimming, the old guy with the tutto passa,
yeah, Lido
tattoo. Yeah, mm-hmm. But there is much more about mm-hmm. Naples. Like, you have amazing culture. Like, mm-hmm. It can be, yes, maybe scary, but there is some point of view about Napoli that some people are finding so scary, some people are finding like it's a circus, but there is something going on, there is a life, and I would like to talk about it with you.
Yeah, there is a life, that's true, and there are a lot of Naples in Naples. There are a lot of nuances to the city, and I think that everyone should look at the nuance that that you prefer, that you feel more attracted to, no? And so this is why I say that All About Naples is a messy archive, because someday I wake up and I think about, rap music and the importance that it had on me when I was, younger. And one day I think about, beautiful, insane art that we have here. And right now in Naples, I think that people really are looking just at one image of it, that is basically, Cappella San Severo, the Lungomare, so basically, you know, Mergellina and everything, that is so like come on, like you can do better than this, come on. It's very the kind of tourism, you know, that we have. So okay, during the last year, we had an insane mass tourism here in Naples, really, really, really insane, because of course the Scudetto, so the championship, but also for many other reasons, such as movies. We had an insane movies like Sorrentino, all of this phenomenon. And also, you know, TikTok, there are a lot of very famous creators that are, you know, are basically like promoted in a way that the city, I don't know if they promoted it or kind of ruined it, to be honest, but in a way, yes, we had this insane popularity. And also among the Italians, not only people from, you know, other countries, but also among the Italians.
Yes.
And that's a very weird phenomenon, because my whole life, I don't know, hide my Neapolitan accent, or I used to, you know, hide a little bit the fact that I was Neapolitan. I remember when I went to Trentino Alto Adige in northern Italy, one time we went on holiday, you know, with my family for 1 week in the summer. And I remember that when this old man asked me, like, oh, where are you from? He told me, oh, are you from Naples? Really? And I was like, yeah. Yeah, I'm Neapolitan. Oh, wow. You can speak good Italian to be Neapolitan.
Sorry that I'm interrupting, but this is literally why I feel so close as a Turkish. Because since I experienced Napoli for the first time in my life 3 years ago almost, I realized that Napoli is like a naughty child, abandoned child, yeah, of Italy. We are like that as a Turkish people, like as a Turkey, the whole country. Because, for example, we are too European for Middle Eastern countries, but we are too Arab for European people. Mm-hmm. We are in the middle, so nobody is accepting us. But at some point, that's a good thing, because we are creating ourselves, our culture, our traditions. But at the same time, it's unaccepted by its own country, like, mm-hmm, like it's abandoned, like it's a step kid, but yeah, it's not. For example, when people are asking me, so do you like Italy? Yes, I love. Why? Because I lived in Napoli. I mean, the only reason why I come here and start my master was just because I wanted to be able to visit Naples as much as I want. So right now, yes, maybe slowly I start also liking the life in, mm-hmm, North Italy. But at the same time, my main reason was Napoli. So when I tell people that, yeah, because I lived in Napoli, the face, the gestures, mm-hmm, like, I'm sorry. Like, why are you sorry? Why? I'm sorry for you that, mm-hmm, you are literally living here and you didn't experience things like such as Napoli. For example, I remember one time I told my close friend in Padova, I told, like, I'm so sorry for you that you born as an Italian, because you don't know what you have. You know, for example, same for me. We have so many things in Istanbul, but they were always so close to me that I never visit. Mm-hmm. But then I was always thinking, yeah, I have tons of opportunity, tons of time to visit. I never did. Shame on you, you know?
Yeah, yeah. You really said something very interesting to me, because, yeah, Naples is the same thing. Like, we are... Naples is in the south, but it's a south of a northern world, in a way, no? And I want to just talk about another very interesting example. In 2 months, or perhaps 1 month, in Italy, we have Sanremo. I don't know if you know. Yeah, you know it. Sanremo is like a big music festival that is actually worldwide famous. And 10 years ago, Gigi D'Alessio, which is a Neapolitan singer, very, very famous Neapolitan singer, he could not sing a song in which he said one word that was in Neapolitan, just one word, not even the whole song, one word. Whereas right now we have Joelier, which is a very famous rapper, Neapolitan rapper, that only raps in Neapolitan, that will go to Sanremo and he will only sing in Neapolitan. So this shows you how it really changed. But it changed very suddenly, because I tell you, I'm 24, and when I was 10 years old, I remember people telling me, oh, like when I used to go into northern Italy, very rarely occasions, you know, and people used to talk to me and they were like surprised. Oh, she's from Naples. Oh, but she's well behaved. Like, they have in their mind this stereotype.
Ignorance. And,
yeah, it's, yeah, very, very ignorance. And last example, but this is something that I always think about. There was this kid in Milan. He was talking with his mom about Nutella. The mom was like, no, you don't eat Nutella with your hands. And he said, only Neapolitans eat Nutella with your hands. I was like, okay.
No.
Okay. I feel so
offended.
So offended. Like,
but it's also like right now, it's like tables are turning, because,
yeah,
you got the championship also in North Italy. They can't deny that you have the best food and stuff. But it's kind of sad that in the same country, it's like a separated, like it's like a football match, like North versus South. This is something that also I would like to show my friends, show everyone. But at the same time, you know, we were also talking about this off the records, but 3 years ago, people were nicer to strangers because maybe it wasn't that much touristic. Also, I came here during COVID. People were so nice. Of course, some people were like asking more money for things, or some people were trying to talk with me, but I wasn't connected with this, with being a Napolitan. I was just connecting this with the person, because some people can try to scam you. It's not because they're Napolitan, it's because some people are just like that. Because I'm also coming from Istanbul, and I know that for some provinces, people are thinking, oh no, don't go there, they're gonna scam you. No, it's just because of maybe they are not super well-behaved people, but you can't blame the whole race, whole city, just because for one person's behavior. But now I'm seeing that the tourism also kind of made the Napolitans, the local people, a little bit angry. Like, I don't know, like, yeah. I would like to ask your opinion. Why this anger, or why this passive aggression comes from? Mm-hmm.
It is because tourism made everything a little bit more difficult. And it's crazy because, you know, we were talking about how, you know, oh, finally people are recognizing us, and finally, like, we have the satisfaction of hearing our favorite, like, it's not my favorite, but like our favorite, like, singer on television singing in Neapolitan. But then if I want to rent a house in Naples, I cannot do it because now everyone is renting to the tourists. And if I want to walk fast because I'm in a hurry, I cannot, because there are a lot of tourists, and there is no regulation at all, especially during this summer. Like, even, you know, or it's always very, very full of people, but full of tourists. But in the summer, when it's very, very, very hot, it's even worse. It's like the worst. Like, I don't understand how did these tourists do that. For me, it's crazy. But yeah, it's very difficult because of gentrification, and this is a very important phenomenon. We are all tourists. Like, I'm a tourist in Istanbul too, and I think it's important to understand how to be a sustainable tourist. I understand that when you go to Paris, you want to, I don't know, see the Tour Eiffel, or when you go to London, you want to see the I don't know, name something famous in London. But you know, it's important to also sometimes go to the province, or simply, like, don't be too, I don't know, too impolite. Like, I see a lot of times
also, you should fit the culture that you are visiting, basically.
Yeah, fit the culture and don't be greedy. I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah, I mean, I completely understand, actually, because maybe some of my friends, maybe my friends from Napoli, would think that I'm exaggerating or I am over-romanticizing it. But I don't think that in my feelings I'm over-romanticizing or exaggerating my feelings about Napoli, because, for example, I didn't only experience the fun part of Naples. For example, sometimes I also felt insecure, sometimes I also felt lonely, sometimes I miss my home, sometimes I feel like, yes, I finally find myself, or sometimes, for example, I feel like, how I'm gonna go back, because I love this place. So I feel all the feelings at the same time, and it was so familiar. But I romanticize just Napoli by itself. For example, 6 a.m. I was walking from Piazza Bellini to Lungomare, and I was seeing the people were collecting garbage, some people are still drinking, some people are sleeping on the street, some places are opening their cafe, but I was just living with those people and watching them, observing them. I know that there is a danger, but like everyone, everywhere. For example, in Istanbul, there are some neighbors that you can't even hold your boyfriend, your girlfriend's hand, but there are some places that are completely queer friendly. So it's like a whole country in one city. That was why I love Naples, because it's like a one country by itself, and everyone can find themselves a place. You know, like, for example, if you are rich, if you want to leave the rich side of Napoli, like that, you don't want to feel like it's Naples, go to Vomero, go somewhere. If you want to feel like the loud, the culture, the smell, I don't know, go to Centro Historico, but you can always find a place for yourself. For example, in Istanbul, because of the political Islam for as well. It's like there are some provinces are super conservative, some provinces are completely open-minded. So there is a different balance, you know? That's why I love it. And I know some people can be, can think about, for me, at least about me, that she doesn't know what is Napoli. But I feel like I know it because I'm coming from Napoli, but it was just a different name. Istanbul, Turkey, same. That's why I feel like it's so similar, you know, like I always promoting Istanbul to Napolitans, but I'm also always promoting Napoli to Istanbul people, you know. I love it, basically.
Yeah, this is a wonderful thing, you know, how cultures can connect, how people can connect. It's a very beautiful thing. And I think this is something that Neapolitans do have in their blood. Some Neapolitans really do have that in their blood. And yes, it's a very diverse city. You can find in the same neighborhood a very rich person and a very poor person. That's also the beauty of it. But as I told you before, due to gentrification, due to this very, very mass tourism, this is changing. Like a lot of time ago, I mean, also 10 years ago, or perhaps even 5 years ago, a tourist would come to Naples and not even like just because of the airport, they would simply go to Amalfi and then, I don't know, to Capri, you know, to the islands that are so fancy and beautiful. But Naples, no, not really. But then, you know, right now it's just Naples, historic center. It's just too much in a place that is incredible, because, you know, you walk and you see, like, it's thought so perfectly, you know. It's like a concentrated of culture. And so exactly. The city, for how it is made, it is made for mass tourism in a way. Because in a day you can see a lot of things and you can experience a lot. And so people are very, oh my gosh, it's cheap, it's beautiful, it's this and that. And so they feel like, you know, very, very attracted to it.
Yeah, I actually understand also the citizens' anger at tourism. Of course, at some point related to tourism, but I think it's because someone can experience Napoli for 3 days and they can enjoy very well, but the last, the other 300 days, you're gonna leave the real Napoli. So I understand. For example, one of my friends had an Erasmus in Istanbul, and she was saying, like, I never understand why people were warning me, like, be careful about men. There is a really dangerous places, like, be careful in Taksim. But she was like, no, I feel so safe. Like, I was feeling safer than I was in Bari. But I was like, how? I lived in Istanbul 6 years and I was literally walking keys inside my fingers. So if someone can approach me, I can punch them. Like, while I was living there, how someone can live in Istanbul and feel safe? But then I realized it's because all of us at some point, especially South Italy and Turkey, but at the same time, unfortunately, right now, the whole world is becoming more dangerous. But we are so used to being in danger that when we see the similarity, the similar danger in another country, in another place, it's super familiar, you know? Like, for example, in Naples, people were warning me, like, be careful about your bag. I was like, what can happen, you know? Yeah, stole my bag. What can happen? You know, yeah. They actually stole my bag and I screamed so much, he gave it back to me.
How
amazing.
Really?
Yeah, that's why I will never be angry at Napoli, to be honest. Like, I don't know. Like, I remember one of my friends told me that there was a one saying, I don't know if it's true, but you cry 2 times in Napoli,
yeah.
Once you arrive and once you go
yeah.
back. I remember the first time I came here, I was counting the days till I go back to Turkey. And I remember how much I cried when I was in the airport. I was really like dying inside because I go back to Turkey. I was living with my family. I wasn't feeling at home. You know, my mom is in the other room and I was still not able to feel like I'm home. I don't know what's inside Napoli, but it affects you. And I realize it's probably it's also related to, in my mind, maybe it's also another way to romanticize it, but it's also related to Vesuvio. Like, it can explode anytime, so you don't have that much time. It's like the expected earthquake in Istanbul, it can happen anytime and it's gonna erase all Istanbul probably. So people are living so fast.
Mm-hmm.
People were telling me, but Napolitans are, you know, they don't have that much money. Yes, but when I go on a date, they never let me pay anything. In Padova, they are having Mercedes, they are having BMW, but we are splitting a glass of wine.
Shout out to the Neapolitan man.
Exactly. Man. Like roses, fancy restaurants, you don't need money, scooter tours. Like, I was living my life. You know, people were calling, Bella, Bella. It's not cat calling for me. I was like, yes. You know, like when I first moved to Padova, I was thinking, why nobody's calling me Bella? What is going on? You know, I love it. Like, it's not because you don't have money. It's because for me, that you are earning and spending so fast, because why would you invest that can die tomorrow?
Mm-hmm. I love to live on a volcano, to be honest. It's very, like, and I really live on a volcano. Like, I live in Pozzuoli. Like, I don't know if people are interested about that, but, you know, there is a super volcano here where I live. I live in the Phlegrean Fields, and it's actually more dangerous than Vesuvius. And we also have not even earthquakes, but like bradycismus, which is another phenomenon for which the earth lowers and heightens.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's going up and down,
going
basically.
up and down always. There are times in which my city looked like Pozzuoli looked like Venice, because the level of the earth, like, I'm not a scientist, I don't know how to explain that.
But you are talking from an experience.
Yes, I'm talking, and you know, I could hear the sound, especially in the last months. We had a lot of you know, crazy earthquakes, and people were very scared. In my family, we were not very scared, which is kind of weird. But my family is very, like, original from here, so they're not scared, you know.
They are used to it.
And but I'm grateful for that, because it's very easy to panic. When these things happen, you don't have to panic. Like, you simply have to listen to the volcano. Like, I don't know. Yeah, like, at some point you have to question your own mortality. You do that earlier than everyone, especially when you hear the sounds of the earth moving, and you hear the, you know, and I can also smell the sulfur.
I mean, it might sound selfish, but for example, you know, in Istanbul we are expecting an earthquake, and sometimes I feel like, yes, but everyone has a life, everyone has their houses, everyone has their dreams, everyone will gonna affect it on this. So be like them, live your life. Probably they are also super scared, but you have to keep living. Otherwise, even the earthquake never happened while you are alive, you're gonna kill yourself just by thinking about it. That's why also in Istanbul, life is so fast. It's not like, for example, in Ankara, because for me, Ankara is like Padova, Istanbul is like Napoli. Everywhere is closed at 8, but in Istanbul, life goes on more than 24 hours. I feel like I am living one day like 30 hours, because it's never ending. That's why I feel like maybe some kind of potential danger is there. It's making my life even more exciting, because I have to do things. I have to keep living.
Yeah.
Otherwise, who knows what will happen tomorrow?
Yeah, in Istanbul, like, from your words, because I have still never been to Istanbul, but feels very like overstimulating, a little bit like Naples. And I've recently met this Japanese boy, and he was so confused. Like, he was like, I need to go, because he felt like everything was too much, too chaotic. It's always so funny, you know, to see the reactions, how people react to the city. That's so interesting. But yeah, I mean, I don't know, I think that what you say is true, you know, and many people said it before we do. And so it means it's true at the end of the day. And
at some point, you are just finding a way to keep up with that. There is an awful traffic, but during this traffic, I discover all the Italian music, because
mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, I'm already late, so let's listen music, let's put something, you know. I discovered the danger while I was in a scooter without a helmet.
Mm-hmm.
Same for me, like, people are thinking, oh my God, it takes 2 hours for you to reach to meet your friends in Istanbul. Yes, but that 2 hours for me, thinking about my life, reading a book, talking with my friends on the phone, thinking about myself, like sometimes this crowd, this traffic, like this crowded life is gives you so much time that you can spend with yourself even when you don't want it. This type of chaos might not be so helpful for some people, but for me it always helped because I was always have an opportunity to think about myself. When I first went back to Turkey after my Erasmus, I created an Instagram page for my Italian memories. And I remember one time I wrote something about like, every time I woke up, every time I'm walking down streets in Naples, I was thinking like, look at this mess, but it's beautiful by itself, like garbage, like old buildings, even the rich people probably living in this building, but the balconies are falling off and they don't care. So they're just protecting, they're not renovating, they don't care, you know, but there is a beauty itself. And I was always telling myself, you can feel lonely, you can feel dirty, you can feel exhausted, but Napoli as well, like for me, Napoli is a woman, so I always refer it like a she. So for me, like, she's also tired, she's also old, she feels awful, she feels dirty, but she is still alive. So if Napoli make it, you have to make it as well. That was my motivation. I was waking up every morning like, okay, if Napoli is still alive, I have to get out of this bed, I have to leave. That's why 6 months I spent every night at Orientale. Even when I had a fever, even when I was so depressed, I was always like, inspired by the city.
Mm-hmm. I need this motivational speech every time, every day.
That's why we are recording. You can keep repeating.
Yeah, guys. Yeah, she's amazing. I was wondering, are there times where when you were in Turkey, you thought that tourists were like not behaving as they should? It's interesting because we have talked about this phenomenon in Naples, and now it's interesting to understand how it is in Istanbul.
In Istanbul, because of also the economy right now, I don't know if I'm allowed to say thankfully, but we have tourists from all around the world because I like to see the diversity. I mean, they are spending so much money, so for economical reasons, it's super reasonable. While they are coming, they are also bringing their culture. That's why I told you that sometimes when you visit somewhere, you should fit the culture. I know sometimes it can feel like as a citizen that people are visiting a circus, like a zoo. For example, I don't like to visit somewhere historical, but just because of the religious reasons, I don't want to cover my hair. But I know for some tourists, for someone Italian, someone French, this might be ethnic, you
exotic,
know?
Exotic. Also,
exactly.
The same for Naples.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Sometimes this positive racism makes me so like uncomfortable, but yeah. I'm used to it. There is still actually the negative thoughts for Arabs because of they are bringing their culture, like talking so loud or like I don't know, like they're always showing off. Mm-hmm. But I don't know it's because we don't have money and we are kind of jealous, or I don't know it's because we don't want to be compared with them. I don't know. But I mean, since I spent 6 years in the historical place of the Istanbul, the most historic part, I get over it. But at least I would like to see a little bit respect to the culture, you know? Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, I remember when my ex-boyfriend from Napoli visited in Istanbul, the Santa Sofia was mm-hmm. a museum before because it was a church from Byzantium. And then after Ottoman Empire, it turned to mosque. But with the Turkish Republic, Atatürk made it like a museum and gifted to the whole nations. For me, it was beautiful because you could go there and you can see Islamic things. But on the other hand, there is a Jesus. For me, it was amazing.
Yeah.
But then they turned it to mosque again. So right now they are all covered the Jesus part. They put the Islamic carpet and you can't go there without cover your hair or you have to wear long things. For my ex-boyfriend, it was so ethnic, something so different. Mm-hmm. But for me, it was something that putting limits of my lifestyle. There was this type of differences, you know what I mean?
Mm, okay, I understand. Yeah, it must be very Very complicated. As for Naples, just because, you know, I love to do these comparisons, I think that, yeah, this exotic thing also works for Naples, because Naples is also perceived as very exotic. Like, some days ago, I watched these photos of this girl that was eating, you know, spaghetti with these two men, Lido Mappatella in Mergellina, no? And then I stalked her a little bit, and I saw that she was, like, there for 2 days, and that in reality, like, she made these photos, but in reality it was a photo shoot. And this is what people do. Like, they come to Naples, they stay for 2 days, so they think that they know Naples. They, like, take advantage of this very stereotype thing that is very rooted in the culture. Like, if you see the photos of, like, the 17th century, you see the scugnizzi, the kids that eat pasta, and they were actually paid to do that, no? So tell me if that's not racism. Tell me if yeah. that's not power dynamics. Like, and so now you do that, but I mean, I have no problem with spaghetti or, like, but the thing is that you're exploiting the image and you're exploiting people. Like, they exploit these old people, like, and these people do not know. It's not about the money, because, but it's about respect.
Mm-hmm.
I don't give a single damn anything about money, but respect me. It's not just because I'm gentle with you that you can take your photos about your brand and then publish them and you make money out of it. I'm not your image. I'm not your... This is something that makes me so angry. When I see, like, these big productions from Milan, they come, they exploit. This is what they do.
Yeah, I completely understand. It's like they made a favor that they come to your city.
Yeah.
You know, I completely understand. Yeah. Like, so, like, they are
this
doing
is why
a favor.
I just want to, like, finish the whole concept. Like, I told you, know, that 10 years ago in Sanremo, you know, Neapolitans could not sing in Neapolitan. And now all of a sudden, like, try to imagine, like, now everyone appreciate the culture. And for me, it feels like it's not true at all. Like, I don't think that everyone, like, there is a difference between respecting and the admiration of a culture and some... Also
taking advantage
yeah,
from it.
Taking advantage and also appropriating my culture. Because I see people, like, singers that were, like, I don't know, from Northern Italy, that now
I
all of a sudden...
I completely understand. Like, you just don't like people take advantage from something that you were suffering for years.
Yeah.
It's completely understandable.
Now they say, oh, no, but I have a auntie that is Neapolitan and they sing in Neapolitan. Like, girl, you're not Neapolitan. Cioè, I don't want to be like, oh, no, you're not this, you're not that, because I'm no one to say, like, I'm not God that can say, like, there are nuances in life. And Naples is very nuanced, no? Too, like, culturally speaking, like, and, but, like, yeah, have respect, like.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's also one of my biggest concerns when I was so into Napoli, because, you know, I have a peperoncino tattoo, I have a piccolino tattoo, I have a Vesuvio on my arm, and I was thinking, I was feeling like I have to take the approval of Napolitans, like, I did that, but I really, really appreciate it, like, don't think that I am like others, you know, because also, for example, right now I'm tourist, because I'm coming from Padova, I'm not living here, but I really feel it, but I know that the tourism, the people, how they are acting, because I know, I see that people are seeing Napoli like a zoo, like a circus, but it's not. Those people are basically living this life every day, so they are not pagliaccio, mm-hmm. but I know, and that's why I'm always try to tell them, like, at least show them with my actions, like, yes, I'm a tourist, but I'm different, I'm not like them, I love Napoli, you know, like, I feel Napolitan. Like, in May, right before the championship celebrations, I came here and there was a pancard, you know, was saying, like, I'm not Italian, I'm Napolitan.
Mm-hmm.
I know, I feel it, you know, like, I was always thinking, there should be a mistake, that I should born here, you know, like, for example, today I called my mom and I said, you really gave birth to me so I can visit Napoli. That's my aim for life, you know?
Yeah.
So I know, and I'm really sad because of this anger, because how citizens are feeling, because I can also be that tourist in their mind, in your eyes, but I really understand.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I really, really love it.
Mm-hmm.
With all the mess, with all the chaos, I had really, really bad days in Napoli.
Yeah, no, but, like, listen, like, like, I don't want to generalize, like, not all tourists are bad, but it's just mass tourism that is, you know, very, very bad. Like, it's never about single tourists, but it's, like, about the phenomenon in general, no? That should be, like, we were talking about also how this phenomenon came from, like, from the low, I don't know how to say, dal basso, but it's not very institutional, like, the institutions don't do anything, like, you can, with laws, prevent gentrification to happen, like, now I'm not an expert, so...
But that's why it's out of control now.
Yeah, but, like, put some laws, put some restrictions about it, and this is what you have to do, whereas this new, you know, this new mayor is also, you know, very, like, a ghost, like... Nobody sees him, nobody tried, very, very ghostly presence in the town. So I don't know if he will listen to this podcast.
I don't think so.
But please do something about it. But I think that also we citizens should do something about it, like participate in the debate. Like also the fact that we're talking about it right now, perhaps people can ask themselves questions about it. But now I have a question for you.
Okay, and, bring it on.
Yeah, since on All About Naples I talk about movies, I'm a really huge film lover. And I wanted to ask you, like, if you can perhaps advise me, like, movies from Turkey that you love.
I mean, the funny thing is, do you know Özpetek? Ferzan Özpetek?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's also...
How do you pronounce it?
Özpetek.
Özpetek,
yes.
Okay.
He's Turkish, he's living in Italy, you know. Roma. I mean, he's not a favorite director of Turkish people, but to be honest, I like his movies. I can suggest one of his music clip of Tarkan. He directed it and it was amazing. It's literally early 2000s Turkey. Like, there were some debates that if Turkey is going to be in European Union, you know, we were that point, that's why I am super sad for the current circumstances of Turkey. But I like it. I mean, it's not a movie, but it shows a timetable, like early 2000s of Turkey. But also there is a Issız Adam, which is a lonely man. It's also like early 2000, and it shows you the Istanbul so well that you understand what people are living. But I usually don't watch Turkish movies that much. Sometimes, time to time, with my family maybe. Also, there is a one important director, just like Sorrentino. It's like Nuri Bilge Ceylan. He's really important. He had really, really big awards from Cannes. So he's also good representative of especially the Anatolian side of Turkey, like literally the inside, which gives you a huge perspective. But also, I would like you to suggest some movies, especially for us to understand maybe Napoli as well, because I realize I much movie. I watched The Hand of God. I watched some movies like also Özpetek, like Napoli Velata or mm-hmm. something like that. Yeah. I don't know if I pronounce right. But I was more into your music. Like, for example, I didn't know the Pino Daniele was dead. So I was searching for a concert ticket. And then I realized he died. And I think I was the first person who cried 7 years after he died. Like, I was really sad. But I'm a huge fan of the music.
Yeah, it's crazy because, you know, you see the photos everywhere. You think that they are alive. But in reality, they are all dead. Like, all of these saints, you know, also Massimo Troisi, all of these icons. I mean, I'm a little bit angry at Neapolitans because they always remember the males, like, why can't we talk about the women, like, as well, other than Sophia Loren, that is, of course, famous, worldwide famous, like, let's talk about the fact that we had the first Italian director was Neapolitan, Elvira Notari, and she was incredibly talented, and, but yeah, coming back to the movies, I mean, a movie that I really love, I mean, I have an obsession about that movie, but there are a lot of, like, when people ask you, like, tell me a movie, you will never remember the movies. So right now, as of right now, I will say The Skin by Liliana Cavani, which is an incredible female director, an incredible director. And basically, it is based on Curzio Malaparte. He wrote this book, The Skin, during World War II. And it's very insane. Like, Napoli is a bit... portrayed like a sort of prostitute, like we had a really like problem of come dire sopravvivenza, no, of prostitution, and also it was very, very difficult after that. And I think that it really gives you a lot of information, and it's important. That movie is very, very important. And I love it.
I mean, I think if they scroll down your Instagram page, they can find many, many things.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, because sometimes I do that, I save them so I can check, I can have more information, because sometimes I feel like, shame on me that I should know more than Pino Daniele, you know? Like, especially in music-wise, sometimes the people that I met, that they are Italian, they are telling me that, oh my God, you have more knowledge than I have about music. Yeah, but it's just because I am listening so much. I love trash Italian so much. Like, I love it. Unfortunately, sometimes it really hits the spot. But usually, for example, especially last year, I spent my life basically discovering like Lucio Battisti, Rino Gaetano.
Sì.
Yeah. Lucio Dalla, sì. Huge fan. Mina. Mina is my all-time favorite. But now I am in a dimension that I know everything, and I am collecting old albums of her, that CDs, that because for me she has the best album covers ever. Like, how, what kind of mind, that which generation that you are living, you know, beyond her generation. Nada, for example, I am obsessed with Marcella Bella, you know?
Oh, no, I don't know her.
It's amazing. Like, she has a song, Nell'aria, and for me, that's one of the best songs ever I listen in Italian. I can show you.
You definitely have to. And yes, Mina is an incredible legend, and I want to open my Spotify so that we can... I love Neapolitan music. I was obsessed with... Karma Coma, the song by Massive Attack. It's called Karma Coma, the Napoli Trip.
Oh.
And it's an incredible song. Like, I used to play it, but you know, there are so many. A Christmas song that I love is Papà è Natale by Patrizio. And I can't believe that I am saying this, but yeah, it's a very good song. Like, you can really feel the theatrical, no, type of singing, that he's really like singing with his heart that is ripped. Like, it's almost like he's vomiting these words, like an incredible interpretation.
Is it Napolitan?
Yes, in Napolitan.
I think this is something that at the beginning, when I first came here, like, it was different to hear it. But for example, right now, hearing Napolitan, for me, it's like super poetic, you know? I love how you crumble the words and you created something, because this is kind of same. Like, we don't have different dialects in Turkey, but definitely the way we are speaking is completely changed. For example, you should listen, my father, which is a teacher for over 30 years, he has an amazing, this Istanbul Turkish, you know? But when he's with my grandmother, it's impossible to understand him, you know? I like it. It's super familiar, you know? It's like combining things and created something new. That's what I love. And I think that's why we are here and talking about our culture.
I love dialect. I really love dialect. Like, I feel at home when I speak the dialect, and there is nothing like it. Like, I don't know what would I do. I remember one time I went to London, my first solo trip, when I was 18 years old. And I remember that I missed it so much. And when I went to the airport in London, I heard this voice of a woman that was like, "Where did you?" That was screaming something like that you could not. And I was like, "Oh my gosh, yeah,
home,
home. Yes, take me back to Napoli." And since then, like, the idea of the page was actually born after that trip, because you know, when I was a kid, you know, I always said, "Oh no, when I will be older, I will go to Paris, I will go to London," because I had, you know, this fancy idea.
This thing, like, I remember when I watched The Hand of God, you know, the scene that they were talking in the early of the morning when the sun was rising, they were in front of the Vesuvio, and he said, "Why you have to go to Roma to be a director? Like, what about the story? Yeah, what about this story of here? Like, why you can't start things from here?" This is amazing. Like, for example, shout out to my ex-boyfriend, but he was like, he's a photographer as well. And I remember he told me that he wants to stay in Naples because this is a fucking source of everything, you know? You can do everything from here. Like, people are with the time and with the feeling of the old generation that there was always a thing. For example, it's same for Turkish people. Like, we are feeling that we have to live abroad if we want to save our lives. No, you can create whatever you want. Where are you at right now? It might be harder than this, tougher than this, but if it was easy, everybody could do that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's so important for me. And I'm actually in that phase of my life, you know. So sometimes it's very difficult because we are very like victim of ourselves, especially in Naples, where, you know, you have these big icons. Now you have Maradona, you have, I don't know, for the music, you have this, you have that. But like, stop it, like, Chad. Like, fly down, like, you can do that too. And due to very difficult, you know, circumstances, like, I don't want to be like the privileged kid that says, oh, you know, you can do it. I'm not that type of person. But at the same time, I think that sometimes for real, like, we should simply believe more in the city and people as private, because, you know, you cannot really rely on the state, to be honest. It's very shitty towards us. As private citizens, we have the responsibility, if we can.
City didn't build in a day by itself.
If we can do it, we have to do it. That's a rule.
I don't have anything more to ask, but that was a lovely conversation.
Yeah.
It was always an amazing thing for me to talk about Napoli, and this was my first time that I recorded with a Napolitan, so I feel so blessed.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, even the room that we are here, there is a Vesuvio paintings and stuff, like Italy map, it's amazing. Like, it's once again, I'm not at home, but I feels like home. So thank you so much for your hosting me, and thank you for coming to my podcast. And if you have anything to tell our audience, it's your time to shine.
Well, I am very happy to simply advise you movies, so contact me on All About Naples.
Yes,
this is what
follow
I do.
It follow it and learn more about it, because I'm gonna do that. Thank you so much for your participation.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
I love Napoli, and I mean, I would like to show this to everyone, because this city really deserves to be seen more and more. So, I mean, take your time, come here, but please be a nice tourist, okay? Because they deserve it. Take care of yourself, guys. See you in the next episode. Bye-bye.
Ciao. La carretta che tiene campagna, l'accompagna per tutta città, l'accompagna per tutta città. Mona sciassa con russa e con gialla, sa presenta che musica balla, pazzarielle che stomaca avanza, botte scanza che folla.